Welcome back here to Bump Talk Live from Old Chicago. Thank you so much to head coaches Jose Patal and Brian Hill for joining the show so far. Now I can welcome on a couple of student athletes here for Garden City playing in the Hatchet game this week. We have Sebastian Lopez and Ethan Allen on. Sebastian, I'll start with you. How are you doing tonight, man?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. So what we were just talking about with Coach Hill, I didn't realize this. You played both ways at Hayes. You were on the offensive line, you were on the defensive line. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, I did a little bit last year, just not as much. I would go in when they needed me, but that was pretty much it.
Was it a little tough because you hadn't done it all season? Just kind of get
propped up doing it? Just kind of getting reps. It was, I kind of want to get it more, but I understand that, like, I wasn't there yet.
That was a big win for you guys. I saw you guys, you know, kind of celebrating on the field after, taking some photos after. How much fun is it to go win on the road, especially against the WAC team?
I mean, it's a good feeling. Getting that WAC win, just I feel like it helps us motivate more. And
So defensive line, I feel like it's come a very long way this season. You're playing alongside Dio and David Holguin, but you guys have been dominant all season. Just talk about how much fun it is to play on this unit.
Oh yeah, there's just so much chemistry. Like, we all know each other very well, and so we just know what, like, we're all good buddies, so we know what we're doing. And so, yeah, I feel like that helps us communicate on the field and helps us dominate.
Yeah. One thing Coach really talked to me about when I just asked him about you was that he really praised your toughness and the way that you condition. Where does that come from with you?
Probably wrestling. I was always like that when I was younger. My dad would – we would always work out, and he would always have me lift and do workouts. And so I feel like that's where I kind of got it from, was just – growing up from that.
Yeah. Did your dad wrestle as well?
No, he didn't. He actually played football, and then he came down here for the JUCO and played football for a couple of years.
Okay, got it. So you've lived up here your whole life, I'm assuming?
No, I actually lived in Sublette. Okay. I was born and raised there, and then my sixth grade year, I moved up here to Garden City.
Got it. Okay. So let me ask about that then, wrestling versus football. From all I've heard since I got here, I mean, wrestling is phenomenal here, which I have not really followed wrestling too much, so I got to come out and watch that. But what do you enjoy more, football or wrestling season?
I don't know. It's kind of tough. I'm like that athlete. That's my favorite sport during the season. So if it's football season, football is my favorite sport. And if it's wrestling, wrestling is my favorite sport. But I don't know. I have fun with both. I like just hanging out with all my friends on each team. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to pick.
That's fair. I like that. Do you feel like it helps vice versa? Playing football helps you in wrestling, wrestling helps you in football. Does it work like that?
Oh, yeah. I feel like just like they're both contact sports. So, and from wrestling, you kind of got a hand fight just like you do on the D-line. So I feel like it helps me work with my hands and know what I'm doing, where to place them.
For the people who haven't watched you play yet, what do you feel is the best part about your game?
My best part? I feel like I'm pretty speed. I have a lot of speed, and I can get to the attackers. I feel like I hold my blocks pretty well. It makes me.
Yeah, you guys were really good this last week, holding the defensive line against Ulysses. How'd you feel during that game, and how much fun was it? You know, just get that win and be on the bus right back.
Oh, it was good, especially from a loss. You know, it's kind of hard from a loss. You know, and so I feel like that motivated us to kind of get better. And even though it might not be so good team, just get those reps in and get better from there, yeah.
I hear that. I want to transition over to Ethan now, who was one of the big standouts in that game. I'll get you back on in a moment, Sebastian. Ethan, 4 touchdowns in that game.
Yes, sir.
Did you know what your stats were?
I didn't until after the game.
Okay, yeah. So I was keeping track of that, and I added it up after. I'm like, no, he doesn't. He doesn't have 227 yards. Did you feel that way at all?
I didn't at all. It's just whenever the game was over, I looked at the stats and everything, and it said I had 226. I was like, it didn't even feel like it. So
let me ask that. Before the season, when we talked, I had talked about how good you were defensively last year, but you were so excited about being able to play offense this year.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the exact reason why?
Yeah, because I just felt like I had the ability to do what other guys were doing on offense, and like looking at them, as I was a you know younger classman, I was like, dang, I could really be out here, you know, playing on offense too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Coach mentioned that you kind of had a lot of respect for the job that Ryan did last mm-hmm. year. How yeah. much did you learn from Ryan Hyman last year?
I learned a lot because he would just always say if I needed help with the place, he would always just like help me, you know, and he would just help me get comfortable at the position a little bit more because he was just like, I would watch him, you know, and then he would just always help me. And yeah.
So take me through those last two touchdowns. Both kind of came on the same play. Take me through, like, what's going on in your mind that moment? You know, you got a big run.
Well, I know it's like, we do a little counter, you know, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, I just hope Ethan McMillan, my blocker, you know, I'm just hoping that we're on the same page, and because that's my lead blocker, and he picked up a good block, and I just did the rest that I was supposed to do, you know, just to finish the play. And the second one, after that, we ran the same play, so I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, man, I hope I can score again on the same play, and I just hope me and Ethan were on, like, the same page again because, like I said, it's the same play, so... We just exceeded that pretty well.
Thank you for clarifying which Ethan you were talking about, because there's like 70 on offense.
Yeah, there's a lot of Ethans on this team.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite moment so far from this season?
I'd probably just say my first varsity touchdown, because that always just hits different, you know? Because mm-hmm. not everybody can really say I got a varsity touchdown, you know?
No, I hear that. I mean, to start the season, you found the end zone four times your first four games.
Mm-hmm.
Liberal game you weren't, so you just figured, all right, let me get right. You get four last week, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm hoping to get, you know, a couple more this upcoming game against Dodge as well.
Yeah. So let me ask about that game. When I asked Coach if I could get some players tonight, I wanted to make sure to find some guys that have played in this game before.
Oh, yeah.
How much does this game mean to you?
I mean, it just means a lot for the guys that played before us, you know, because – it's been a rivalry for, like, so long before, like, we were even, like, thought of. And it just means a lot, you know, like I said, to the guys that played before us. So it's pretty exciting. It'd be a pretty exciting game.
Sebastian, let me bring you back in now. Talking about this Hadjic game, how much fun has it been to be on the sidelines when you guys have won?
Oh, it's such an amazing feeling. I mean, like Ethan said, it's always been a big rivalry, so kind of carry that tradition on. And there's always a little bit of talking on each teams, and so it makes it even more fun to beat them.
Are you someone that talks a lot during games?
Yeah, a little bit. The refs gotta tell me to quiet down a little bit.
Okay, so you, I'm assuming you saved all your best draft talk for this week then.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you know a lot of guys on their team or no?
I know a couple of them, but not.
Okay, got it. Ethan, let me ask you that same question in a moment. Do you know a whole ton of guys on the other team?
To be honest, I really don't know any people on that Dodge team. I mean, I know if I've seen a couple guys because of wrestling, but I personally don't, like, know them really.
Okay, got it. I was just curious about it because, you know, there's not a whole ton mm-hmm. that separates the two. Now,
I heard they have, like, a whole bunch of young guys, too, so I definitely really don't know their team.
Yeah, I was going through their roster today, and a lot of the guys are here. Let me ask you this first. How good does it feel being on senior night for you to be able to play this game at Buffalo Stadium and not 3.5 hours away in Wichita?
It feels good because, you know, just having just a home opener, you know, you don't got to worry about traveling at all. It's just right there, you know, after school we do what we do. And like I said, it's just right there. We don't really have to, like, drive a 3-hour drive or anything.
Mm-hmm. Sebastian, let me talk about this. Playing games at home so far this season, your student section does a really good job. Being back here at home for the Hatch game, how fired up is going to be on Friday?
Oh, I hope it's going to be fun. I hear it's going to be pretty big. I mean, the Hatch week, everybody knows what the Hatch week is. And so a lot of the student section really goes out. So
did you get to hold it last year?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, yeah, how does that work? Obviously, knock on wood here. I want to see you guys hold it again.
Oh, yeah.
But does every single guy get to hold the Hatch?
Yeah, we all just get to pass it around after
okay.
the celebration, yeah. So
I'm a big hockey guy, so it reminds me kind of like the Stanley Cup, the way celebrate with that. Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory from this game in particular?
I mean, I remember going out last year. It was kind of a weird feeling, just like playing in a baseball field, but that was kind of – it was pretty cool seeing, because that was my first game on a big Jumbotron, so when you get tackled, you'd see that just you zoomed in, so that was a pretty good feeling.
That is really cool. Ethan, I want to go back to you now. Obviously, rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
Is this game any different in terms of preparation for you?
Well, I mean, I just see it as another game. I just try not to get really into that because we just need to go out there and everybody just needs to do their job just like it's an ordinary game.
Mm-hmm. Has it settled into you that it's also senior night as well this week?
It really hasn't yet. I feel like it probably settled in once I walk out there halftime.
I saw you were at Hutz this week, actually. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that. How'd that visit go?
It was pretty good atmosphere over there. I like the coaches. The coaches were talking to me, so I really like that. I really like that a lot.
How much does it mean to you this week to want to go out on a high, you know, for how much you've done for this program, how much this program has done for you?
It makes me just want to just keep continuing what I'm doing, you know, just keep doing the work that I'm doing right now and just keep my head up through the journey.
All right, last question, most important question. You got another 200 yards this week?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to doing the same amount of damage that I did last week.
Yeah, I'm super excited to watch that. Thank you for making my job so easy this season. You make it really fun for me. Sebastian, thank you so much for coming on. I've really enjoyed seeing how the defensive line has played this season. That'll do it for another edition of Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago. I want to give a huge thank you to coaches Jose Batal and Brian Doe for coming on. And, of course, our student athletes now, Sebastian Lopez and Ethan Allen for coming on. Also, a big thank you to Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room for providing great hospitality again, and my board operator, Colin Loff, who's standing by back in the KWKR 99.9 The Rock Studio. That'll do it for another edition of Buff Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name's Kyle Friedman. Have a great rest of your Monday night.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.